I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we dust off a little piece of history every day. Today is September 22nd, 2019. The day was September 22nd, 1939. Japanese mountaineer Junko Tabei, known for being the first woman to summit the highest mountain on each of the 7 continents, was born. Tabei was raised in Miharonbachi, a small town in northern Japan. She grew up during World War II in relative poverty and was considered a, quote, weak child. But she did not let that label define her. She became interested in mountaineering when she was 10 years old. On a school field trip, she climbed Mount Asahi and Mount Chaozu, two peaks that are part of Mount Nasu, a group of volcanoes in Japan. She liked how climbing mountains was challenging but not competitive. A person could quit in the middle of the mountain if they wanted to. In 1962, Tabei graduated from Showa Women's University in Tokyo with a degree in English literature. She planned to teach, but she soon made climbing a priority and took jobs to support herself. She worked as a medical journal editor and joined several mountain climbing clubs. She also married climber Masanobu Tabei, whom she met in 1965. But the climbing clubs she was part of consisted mostly of men and weren't a completely supportive environment. She formed the Joshi Tohan Club for women and continued training. She climbed Goryu Dake and practiced her climbing skills on Mount Fuji. She went with a group up Annapurna III in Nepal. It was her first expedition to the Himalayas, and it took place in 1970. And she worked in places besides her job as a science journal editor. She offered piano lessons and English tutoring. Still, she set her sights on summiting Mount Everest. Tabei and Aiko Miyazaki planned to lead a trip up Mount Everest in 1975. But potential financiers were not convinced that 10 women could make the climb to the summit. The group did eventually make enough money to fund their expedition, thanks to a TV network and Tokyo newspaper, but it was a small amount considering previous costs for trips up Mount Everest. 15 women and 6 Sherpa porters ascended Mount Everest. Once all of the team had gathered, they began practicing the climbs at base camp. For a couple of months, the climbers moved between camps, hiked sections up and down the mountain, and got adjusted to life on the mountain. Then they began the climb. But on May 4th, Tabei and her tent mates were buried by an avalanche. They survived, but there was pressure on her to give up. She was bruised and could not walk, and time was ticking. The monsoons were on their way. After a couple of days, Tabei began to walk again, and on May 10th, she and a Sherpa began to climb the mountain again. She had to crawl sometimes on the ascent, but on May 16th, the two of them made it to the summit. That made Tabei the first woman to reach the top of the mountain, and she got a lot of press attention for her accomplishment. In the following years, she summited Kilimanjaro, Mount Aconcagua, Denali, Mount Elbrus, Vincent Massif, and Java Peak. That made her the first woman to summit the highest mountain on each continent in 1992. Tabei went on to advocate for environmentalism. She did postgraduate work at Kyushu University in Fukuoka, Japan, studying mountain degradation caused by waste people leave behind. She also was director of the preservation organization Himalayan Adventure Trust of Japan. Tabei died of cancer in 2016. She is survived by Masanobu Tabei and their children. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you feel like correcting my pronunciation or my accent on anything that I've said in the show, feel free to leave a very kind comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Come back tomorrow for another tidbit from history.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.